Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valenti Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
Well, for that once.
What if they,
I get sick that night?
What if the Monte Cristo were a turkey sandwich? And it's turkey and Swiss, and it's done, like I said, it's a deep fried, served with some sort of cranberry compote.
It seems highly unlikely that the deep frying.
Actually, that sounds pretty good, King.
Does it?
What do you think? Like a good Monte Cristo, man. I don't get it often or anything, but it's a good sandwich. It's definitely a good sandwich. I mean, Doug's not going to have it.
No,
that's
Doug's
fine,
not
going to
do
know,
it. But I tried to Dougify it. Yeah, it actually sounds pretty good when I Dougify it.
Dugged it up.
Yeah. How do we Doug this thing up? You got to use wheat bread, turkey.
Whole wheat bread, yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Whole wheat French toast.
Yeah. Well, for Doug, it's got
to
be like
that. I got
that.
You. Yeah, you're going to have to do that.
Then, like, sugar-free powdered sugar.
Yeah, you sneak some kale in there and... I was trying to Dougify it. That was too much Doug.
Yeah, it's too much work. Too much, yeah, I'm not going to.
But turkey and Swiss. Like a
I like
French
turkey
toast,
and Swiss, yeah.
It's like a French toast sandwich.
I would never deep fry my turkey and Swiss sandwich.
That's a problem right there.
It's a problem.
Well, it's a problem with you trying to finish off the Monte Cristo challenge.
Well, it starts to lose some of the properties of actually being a Monte Cristo.
Yeah. See, we've already lost the ham.
Yeah.
Replace it
with turkey.
We're
not going to deep fry it. My Monte Cristo is two whole wheat pieces of bread with some turkey and some Swiss. The Doug Monte Cristo. Yeah. That's it.
And we're going to replace the bread with lettuce wrap. And, and there it is.
Yeah. So now I know what it is. Something I never had.
I'm surprised. You've never, like... go to a restaurant and seen it on the menu. Did your kids would look at
well,
that?
I just
when
looked down
younger,
and, like, and the Twitch feed. Somebody mentioned that Bennigan's had a great one. And
they did.
Is there any Bennigan's still open?
I don't think so. I feel like Bennigan's just turned into like Applebee's. You know,
Applebee's killed Bennigan's.
I don't know. I feel like it's just that was the natural progression. Whatever.
You think Ben Johnson's doing Bennigan commercials over in Chicago?
Maybe.
Do you, so when's the last time you had a Monte Cristo?
It's probably been 15, 20 years.
15, 20 years?
Okay, yeah. So this isn't on your radar
what?
Either.
Yeah.
Not typically, no. But
I would say so, 20 years.
No, I said I've only had it a few times in my life, but it's really good.
Go back, man. It's good.
I like food, so there are other food items I like too. So.
Kang, have you ever had one?
Absolutely.
Okay. And when's the last time you had one?
Within the year, for sure.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So they're definitely on your radar.
Yeah. I mean, I always look at it because you're trying
but
to.
But if you don't have one for the next 20 years, it's off the radar.
Yeah, right. It's good. I got time.
I can still have an opinion about the Monte Cristo.
That's true.
It hasn't changed much, Gator. Still the same.
Yeah. And that wasn't, I mean, what was, I put a question after it. I just mentioned today happened because we said what's today's national what day? Today
you did put
to be,
you did put a question after it, but I was like, I don't even know what the hell this thing is. Real quick, Kenny, are you a Monte Cristo guy? Have you ever had a Monte Cristo?
I'm going to tell you something, Doug. I don't even know what a Monte Cristo is.
You do now. I would hope, unless you haven't been paying attention. Which is fine, too, but Monte Cristo, the deep-fried ham and Swiss?
Ham and cheese sandwich.
It's not any particular
I think it's typically Swiss.
Is it?
I'd have to look it up exactly.
So Kenny's out.
Well, he hasn't had it. I think Kenny would be down.
For it. The question was what? What's your favorite deep fried food? Was that what it was?
Yeah. Here it is. Monte Cristo is a fried sandwich with layers of ham, turkey, and Swiss cheese between two slices of bread, dipped in an egg batter like French toast, and then pan fried or deep fried until golden brown, traditionally dusted with powdered sugar and served with a side of raspberry or other fruit jam for dipping. combining sweet and savory flavors.
Okay. I think you should go back and see if you still like it. 20 years is a long time.
I know I would still
I think
like
you'll
it.
Like it.
Yeah,
I think you'll like it.
Okay, I'm up for that task. Mm-hmm. It says the bread is either a sourdough or a challah bread or an egg bread, a brioche. Those are common choices. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So it's like a sweet dessert sandwich almost, yeah. You know? That's why it's totally off Doug's radar.
Yeah, it really is.
But it's got the savory part, too.
I like the savory part. Like, the reason I do get it when I do is I like to try to order things I don't make at home, and I'm not going to make a Monte Cristo at home. So that's why it's always, should I get the Monte Cristo? And then maybe something else jumps out, but it's always there.
Well, that makes sense. Your reasoning, that does check out as logical.
I like to be logical.
So my favorite deep fried fruit, I mean, I'm boring as hell. It'd be a French fry.
That's not boring.
Onion ring.
I do love the onion ring, yeah. But I very rarely go there. Onion rings do things to the innards. Backdoor quick steps are frequently after
onion rings.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Is it, you get the backdoor quick steps with anything that's fried, basically?
No, but I can tell, like, if I have particularly like a New York style pizza that's really greasy, backdoor quick steps. Onion rings, slimy
so
onion rings,
backdoor, is, yeah.
Backdoor quick steps. French fries, it doesn't really have that impact on me. What I have the other day? The other day I knew it was coming and I was damn right. I'm really careful what I have on a Friday night because you do not need the backdoor quick steps on a Saturday.
You it's like before you get on a plane, you got to make sure.
And plus, there's a single shooter behind our booth at the big house. And
shooter, he said.
It's never open. It's never open. Like, it's always locked. There's always a line. So I'm even reluctant to drink a whole lot before.
Sure. I think if it tastes good, Doug's body rejects it.
That's not true.
Get this out of my body.
Is a turkey and Swiss sandwich with honey mustard. Do you like that?
Yeah, it's a solid sandwich, but okay. It's definitely not unhealthy.
Well, here's the thing is I don't like desserts for breakfast. So I don't like donuts. I don't like desserts for lunch. So I wouldn't like this sandwich. It is over the top.
It's the evening restaurant. This is.
What's that?
This is fine dining. This is an evening sandwich.
Is it a fine dining
thing?
Yeah. Okay. Well, there you go.
The Monte Cristo. Doug's not a fan. Not going to go for it.
Well, this doesn't surprise you.
Nah, it really doesn't surprise me. It is what it is.
I mean, but the other thing is too. Like I've zeroed in on the unhealthy foods that I will crush,
mm-hmm.
And they are chicken wings and Reese's peanut butter cups.
So
and
chicken
beer.
Wings. What about the deep fried chicken?
So that's the thing is if it's I think I heard that all the wings are deep fried, that they're all deep fried. But I hate the ones that have like a crust.
A breading.
Breading. Yeah, I can't. I think those are terrible. But all right. Dan Campbell's. But did we solve some problems here?
I don't know if we solved any problems. I mean, we uncovered a problem we knew was already existing. But as far as the Monte Cristo is concerned, because today is National Monte Cristo Day, I am kind of tempted to go out and try another one. Next time I'm in a restaurant that serves a Monte Cristo, I think I might want to have it.
Well, report back. Let us know how it is, all right?
I will.
Straight ahead, Dan Campbell. How big was this game for the interior offensive line? How much better did they look? How big was it for John Morton, your OC?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know The Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.